This is Lori Brox here with John Berkeley, our new high school principal for the 2019-2020 school year. Well, it sounds weird to even say 2020, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Welcome to the studio, and you're in Valdez. Tell us you're here for a little reconnaissance before the upcoming school year.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. The district invited me and the elementary school principal to come in to work with people at the district office, have some time with our building staff during their in-service day.
All right, we served the weather up for you for sure. It was really sunny, but this is still all right and fine to get into. What do you expect to accomplish? You have a lot of meetings, I know, scheduled.
Usually when you first come into a district, there's a lot of paperwork that goes with, any job that you come into. And so a lot of that's going to be taken care of. A lot of what we plan to do tomorrow with staff is to get a chance to talk to them at a more personal level and to kind of discuss what next year might possibly look like, and just get a feel for the building, feel for the staff, and
a great opportunity before we release for the summer and everyone scatters. And you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into. I know you're already trying to settle into Valdez. So
We bought a house. My wife will be teaching third grade, and we have two children, Rachel and Zach, third grade and seventh grade this year. I'm from Alaska. I was born and raised in Southeast Alaska in Wrangell. My dad is from Cake and my mom is from Sandpoint. They met in Sitka at Sheldon Jackson High School. And so I've been in education for just over 20 years, the last 15 of years in Nome and about the last 4 years as principal of Nome Belts.
And you were a teacher as well?
Yeah, I have about 10 years classroom experience, mainly at the elementary school level. I've taught all grades K through 8. I've taught reading. I've taught reading intervention. I've taught in small Bush, Alaska, village of 42 people. And I've taught in, Nome Belts. It has about 240 kids.
What do you like most about being an administrator now as a high school principal?
I think it's the dynamic atmosphere with the students and the staff and just the myriad of things that are going on and just the opportunities that are out there. And I really enjoy the time with the people during the events and getting a chance to get into classrooms and seeing the kids in the hallways. And it's just, high schools have a lot of moving parts. And so it definitely keeps us busy and it keeps us engaged. And
you need a lot of different skill sets to act as a principal, as opposed to a teacher and, budgeting. And there are a whole lot of additional roles that you take on. What do you think your biggest strengths are there?
Well, I also have 6 years district office experience as a federal programs director. And so at one point in time, I've managed upwards of 21 different grants and programs.
You can dig through paperwork.
I can dig through paperwork. And so I'm familiar with budgets. I'm familiar with narratives and reports and the budget cycle. So I think I can handle it.
All right. Now, what do you feel most proud of in your history? What is something that you've brought to a district or to a school that you're most proud of?
I would say, with the amount of time I've had in administration is just the time that just the people I've gotten to know. And that's happened through more of a building level, individual level. I've never been much of an office guy. I like to get out and meet people and to kind of see what's going on. And I'm very proud of that. And I think it serves a principal well.
And you spend a lot of time in Nome. Why the move to Valdez? Why Valdez?
Well, it's... we look back to last year, my wife and I both lost our mothers. And so, I look at it personal and professional. And so this past summer, I was in and out of hospitals with my mom, and that was very difficult. And to come into a new staff, we had 22 staff members leave last year. A lot of those people had been in with the district for a while. And that was, a lot of them were my friends. And so having to say goodbye and just the constant influx. And then coming back to a staff.
No, is that just the nature of a village?
Nome's about 3,500 people. I characterize it more of a small town. We do have a subway. We do have a movie theater, mm-hmm. daily jet service. That was atypical. We do have some turnover in Nome. I would suspect more than Valdez. But last year we had a lot of longtime employees retire. And I think that's kind of happening statewide. And we just, you know, one of our teachers came here and so did our superintendent. But I came back from the summer and 2/3 of my staff was non-tenured. And so it just felt like it was time. I mean, the freshmen that I started with are now seniors, and that was one of my goals, was not to to see them all the way through. I wanted them to have one principal in high school, and they're graduating this year. And my other goal is to leave on my own terms. And I've accomplished both those goals. And it's been a great 15 years, but sometimes you need a change, especially after a year where you experienced a lot of change.
All right. And Valdez, a lot of folks put their kids in the school district, but this is maybe the only school district that they know, or, you know, certainly the only school district that I, you know, I grew up in California, but this is the only school district I've had my kids in. So coming from a different place, what are the strengths of the Valdez School District and what do you need to work on? What are you excited about and what do you see that needs to make some changes?
Well, the biggest strength is in the community and the support that the community gives to its schools. And I think another strength is with the community, and that it's a dynamic community and that there are many positive things going on. I look at schools as microcosms of the community. And when you have problems in the community, sometimes they get played out in the schools. And so we have to kind of be prepared for that. What I've noticed with Valdez is just the overwhelming support for the schools. And that's, I would say, I've worked for 3 different school districts. That's pretty rare. I've not encountered this level of support for schools, and I think that's just amazing.
Now, what is it that you do to foster communication between parents as a high school principal? What are some? I think at some of the parent nights you expressed some ideas, or I think someone asked you that question.
Well, you have to be out there. You have to be in the community. You have to be involved, and you have to be visible. During school events. And I think there's a myriad of ways that you can communicate to parents through social media, through such avenues like the radio station. And people should have an understanding of, what you're passionate about. Why are you in education? Why should they send their children, their most precious resource, you know, to a building that you are expected to manage? And you do that through, putting yourself out there, letting people know what you're about.
Now, we have a lot of activities and things, extracurricular things happening here, but that's probably no different than Nome. You even have probably a more difficult travel accommodations to make for sports and such.
Well, one aspect about travel with Nome is that everything is done through Alaska Airlines or through the smaller carriers. And so fundraising is a huge aspect for student activities in Nome. And so that takes a lot of time, that takes a lot of effort, and it takes a lot of people. The coaches are dedicated, the parents are dedicated, but it is something that I believe is probably more so than what many kids in Valdez would experience.
All right, and what are some of the questions that you have? What are the questions you're still looking to answer as an administrator here?
Well, just sitting down with the staff and finding out what's their passion. What do they define as great? What do they envision for Valdez High School in 5 years? What is the goal that we should be working towards? You know, every year we want to continually get better, want to continue to refine, and that's kind of my driving question, especially for this visit.
Now, have you looked much at class schedules and such? For the high school, I know there have been some changes and still some work to do there.
I have. There's a lot of variety in the course schedule, and that's good. And, what I'm looking at right now are many of the course descriptions there's a handbook called the Program of Studies. And so making sure that I understand the pathway to graduation, because really in the high school for me, it's the time that we have together in those 4 years, but we're really planning for that time beyond high school as well.
And I know for the superintendent, one of the things that he wants to accomplish is communication between the schools. So you've met with the middle school principal and you know the elementary
yes.
school principal.
Yeah, we met with Rod Morrison and Jason Weber, and I have talked somewhat prior to our visit coming here. And I think with, you know, I've worked with Sean before for about 4 years, and I know that communication is really important to him. And so that's something that, you know, in those 4 years, you know, I've learned a lot working with him, and communication was always something that we're continually looking to expand.
All right. Well, anything else you have to share with the community? We just wanted to give people kind of an outlook, and I'm hoping that we see much more of you. I anticipate that we, I know I will. I have a couple, I have one leaving, but I'll still have one in high school.
Yeah.
But anything else to address the community or?
We're really excited to be moving to Valdez. And it's, like I said, the overwhelming support from the community is something that is amazing. And we're just really excited to be coming to Valdez.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to come on in.
Thank you.